One more time, pray. My seed is blessed. So let the healing begin. My body is healed.
My body is healed.
I said my body is healed. I said my body is healed.
My body.
I said my body is healed. I said my body is healed. I said hang on, Amanda. So let the healing begin. I said my body is healed.
Apologize.
I want to apologize.
Where you at home. Pastor Daniel's going to join me in a minute. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. If y'all ain't enjoying it, I'm enjoying it myself, okay? I ain't got my breakthrough three times. Y'all sitting there looking. is changing my story.
God is changing my story.
God is changing your story.
God is changing your story. God is changing your story. God is changing your story. God is changing your story. God is changing your story.
Y'all can sing for real. God. I came in the studio and that song just started ringing in my ear. I heard it in the car. And I just let them hear it for 2 seconds because they can really sing, they can really play. God told me to tell y'all that's watching today, you have been overcome. Welcome to Let the Healing Begin. I ain't got time for all of the preliminary. It just we almost through already, okay? Y'all sitting waiting for a word. The word is already here. Listen, God's changing your story. I was watching on TV before I came here, and I forget who it was, but somebody was talking about judging people. I know it was my dear friend Darius Daniels, and he was talking about how we judge people based upon what they used to do. Some of you are allowing your past. Bishop, I thought you said this was Let the Healing Begin. Some of y'all need to be healed from your past. I got amens today too. Nobody, it ain't just Craig. I got amens today. God told me to tell you, He's changing your story. You have been condemned by family members.
My God.
I like that beat, drummer. You've been, they still call you by your name. You know, people, when I go back to my home church every now and then, they say, "Hey, Greg," and you know, they don't, some of them mean disrespect, but most of them don't mean disrespect. Some of them, you know, they trying to put you back where you was. Hey, Greg. That's all right. You know why? God is changing my story.
God is changing my story.
Yeah. Not you. Hey! Deisha, glad to be here too. Hallelujah. Look. For some of y'all that's watching right now, He's healing you of your past, Chrissy. Those of you that are watching right now, He's healing you of your past. He's changing your. I don't care what you used to do. The thing with Jacob, it don't make no difference whether Jacob Blake had a record or whatever he had. It don't make no difference. It don't matter what he had done. It did not negate a police officer shooting him 7 times in the back. Thank you, my brother, for even mentioning all that. God can change your very story right now. Yeah. When we get off this broadcast in a few minutes, behold, if any man be in Christ, y'all ain't gonna help me. He is a new creature. Behold, all things are. They knew. I declare, changing your story.
Changing your story.
Right now, I want you to put it in the comments right now.
God is changing your story.
Put it in the comments right now. Hey!
God is changing your story.
No matter how you were abused, no matter how they touched you,
God is changing your story.
Your broke days over. Hey!
God is changing your story.
Your days of abuse is over. God
is changing your story.
Every bad relationship.
God is changing your story.
Come on.
God is changing your story. God is changing your story. God is changing your story.
I'm going to ask Pastor Dana to pray the spirit off of you of condemnation. Nobody else is not condemning you. You're condemning yourself. You walk around with guilt and shame. But God is changing.
God is changing your soul.
Okay, this time make it personal. Make it personal. My. Say God.
God is changing my story.
Hey. Say it again.
God is changing my story.
Pray, daughter.
It's in the name of Jesus that we come, and we now come against every spirit of condemnation, every spirit of guilt, every spirit of shame. And we thank you now, God, that we are no longer ashamed. We are no longer guilty, because the word of the Lord declares unto us, hallelujah, there is therefore no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. And so, Father, because you are in us, and because you have saved us, and you have redeemed us, we speak now in the name of Jesus that we are taking off our clothes of shame. We are taking off our clothes of guilt. And we are standing strong in our righteousness in you. And so we speak now. We come against insecurities. We come against looking at ourselves in the eyes of others. And we see you like we see us like you see us. And we declare it now in the name of Jesus that I am who you called me to be. I am fearfully and wonderfully made in the image of God to call forth, hallelujah, to be who he's called me to be. And so we come against the enemy that speaks into our ears that we're guilty, that speaks into our ears that we should be shameful, speaks into our ears that we should not love who we are in him. And so now we come against it, and we speak now that because he loves me, I love myself. Because he's forgiven me, I forgive myself. Ah, because he blesses me, I receive the blessings of the Lord that make it rich and add up no sorrow to it. In the name of Jesus, it is so. Glory to God.
This one we want to tell you now.
That won't be your story no more.
Say what?
That won't be your story no more.
I see your daughter. Say that won't.
That won't be your story no more.
Somebody do it. Put it in the comments.
That won't be your story no more.
Bring it this time, Craig. Bring it.
No more.
Hey, almost.
That won't be your story no more.
Let's go. That won't.
That won't be your story no more.
That won't
be your story no more.
So I was watching, and it's so, and we almost done. It's so ironic. I was watching my daughter on her live the other night, and I had already called and told them I was having a live Friday night at home, my pop-ups, and I'm talking about the birth and out season. You are 1-2 days away from your birth and out season. What do you mean, birth and out season? We leave in the 8th month. Matter of fact, you should start having contractions right about now. Contractions mean, I ain't never had a baby, but they just told me about it. Yeah. I got enough kids to know. Contractions mean that it's almost time. Yeah. That means that you're closer than you ever been. We're going from the 8th to the 9th month. That's me. I ain't had real church in a long time. Don't you do that. We're going from the 8th month to the 9th month. And I was on my TV show this week, and a lady said something, so I'm giving everybody their credit. I ain't stealing, because, yeah, I'm giving credit. She said, she got ready to say, God's changing your season, and she corrected it. She said, the next change that's getting ready to happen is going to be a life change. That's why I had to get condemnation out of here. Most of the stuff that hinder us is ourselves. Yeah. over stuff that people ain't even thinking about no more. People that's dead and gone, you still holding the memory of what they thought about you. I just said something. Say it.
That won't be your story no more.
Ooh, I don't know, we might have to do this once a month.
That won't be your story no more.
Hey,
hey, hey. That won't be your story no more.
Because you're getting ready to give birth. Hold on. So I'm going to take it a step further. I don't mean to touch you. I know we're social distancing, but we didn't put that out there. Listen. The 37th chapter of the book of Isaiah, Ezekiel stands up and says, for the children have come to the day of birthing. And because they have been through so much, I'm paraphrasing, they can't push. You're right there. The baby's so big, y'all ain't saying nothing. Because the bigger the baby, y'all ain't saying nothing. The harder the labor, the bigger the baby. You've been around me, huh? Uh-huh. The harder the labor, the bigger the baby. And God told me to tell you in these last few minutes, because we're done. God told me to tell you that it's going to be big. Y'all ain't saying nothing. It's going to be large. God's doing a new thing in you in the month of September, the ninth month. You're giving birth, but you're going to have to push it out. Y'all ain't saying nothing. I said you're going to have to push it out. What? You're going to have to push it out. Come on, come on. Push it out. Push it out. Come on, Mother Maggie.
Push it out. Push it out.
Oh, my God.
Push it out.
Your marriage.
Push it out.
Push out joy.
Push it out.
Push out peace.
Push it out. Push it out. Push it out.
Push it out.
Push it out.
Push it out.
Push it out.
Push it out.
Push it out.
Push it out.
Push it out.
Pray for the push.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we speak now strength to the pusher. Push, hallelujah. We speak strength to the one that is, hallelujah, carrying the baby. We speak strength to the body. We speak strength now that you will be able to push out the business, push out the promotion, push out your joy, push out your strength, push it out in the name of Jesus. So now we speak that you can push it out in the name of Jesus. We speak strength to you now in the name of Jesus, that you will not be hindered by your surroundings. Oh, but you will be able to push out what God has placed. Your destiny, your purpose will be able to come out in the name of Jesus. And so we thank you now, God, that you're doing it for your people. We thank you now that the mother, the father, hallelujah, the husband, the wife, the entrepreneur, oh, the teenager is pushing out purpose in the name of Jesus. And we give your name praise in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hold on, Craig.
This won't be my story no more. This won't be my story no more.
This time, this won't be.
This won't be my story no more.
Hold on, Craig. I know I told you something else. Father, just play softly. Father, we love you.
Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you now for the healing. I don't care what time you're watching this service today. I want you to touch whatever device. I don't know if you're watching it on your TV, whatever, your smartphone. Because God is healing now. Play that, there's healing for you. So, Father, we thank you. Healing for your, there's shelter. Lord, for this, there is a Father, we thank you. We speak to cancer right now. Speak to diabetes. You healed me from type 2 diabetes, God. I know you can do it. You are my strength.
Strength like no other.
Softly, softly. Strength.
Strength like no other.
And it reaches.
Reaches me.
So, Father, touch now. Somebody dealing with a lower neck pain, God is healing your body right now. Somebody you've been dealing with stomach issues, God is touching your stomach right now. Somebody you've been dealing with pressure right here in your head, God is. God confirm miracles right now. And it reaches
me.
Everybody say you are.
You are my strength.
Oh.
Strength like no other.
Play, sir.
Strength like no other.
Somebody, you've been dealing with an ear infection. We speak against it now. We speak to COVID. 19, we speak to sinus, high blood. We speak to blood diseases right now. Oh, yes you are, yes you are.
Strength like no other.
Strength like no
other. Strength like no other.
And it reaches
me.
Hallelujah. Father, we give you praise. Touch now. Any disease and sickness. Somebody suffering with your lower vertebrae. God is touching you now. Skin disease. God is touching you now. Everybody that's watching this right now, this is the last thing. I want you to put your name of your sons and your daughters. The enemy is on attack for our black brothers especially. I want you right now, just put in the comments, your sons, Craig, Javon, Michael, Derek, just put them in the comments right now. Call your sons especially, and then put your daughters in, just their names. Just put their names in, because we want to pray for them. We want to pray for them. I text my son, Greg. I told him, I said, you be careful out here. You could just be walking. You could just be running. You could be doing whatever. So we cover now every boy child. We put the blood over our doors, over their lives. Call their name right now. Call their name. Call their name. Call their name. We put the blood over the door that they're protected. Protect them now. We pray for our police, the ones that are good, that you protect them. And we pray now that you will reveal every bad cop, that they will begin to just quit under the pressure. We pray for those that are marching this week to Washington, Al Sharpton, Jamal Bryant. We cover them. Pastor Marvin Winans leading March into June. We cover them now. Every march, every... Father, we cover our cities. We cover our neighborhoods. We cover the hood. Touch now. We will not lose another. So, Father, cover now with your blood. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank all of you for watching on today. Let the healing begin. We're not preaching. We're done. We're done. Pray that God touches your body and heals and delivers you and set free. Thank God for the praise team helping me, the musicians. Pastor Dana, this feels good. I got delivered myself from not having church. Thank God for all of you. I want you to give today. I want you to bring your tithes into the storehouse. I want you to bring your tithes into the storehouse. It's because of your giving that we're able to do the things that we do. Thank God for NCM Studios, my son Craig, now for 13, 14 years. Thank God for him. You never know where you're going to end up. That's why you got to treat folk right. Let me say it again. Somebody need to post that. You don't know where you're going to end up. So you might as well treat folk right, because you don't know who's going to be the one. I'm so glad I paid him decent on the road. Amen. Thank God for him. Ministries are being blessed because of this place. So today I need you to bring your tithe. Thank you, Celebration. You've been doing a great job. You heard the song. The seed, my seed is blessed. Your seed is blessed today. I couldn't let that go. God Almighty. Your seed is blessed. Thank you, Kiara. Your seed is blessed today. Don't apologize for being blessed. Don't apologize for nothing God does for me. When you work hard, he'll bless your heart. I just said something. I said, when you work hard, I know y'all say play hard, but he'll bless your heart so you can play hard. I got some amens. Hallelujah. So today, bring your tithe. I want everybody that would sow a Jubilee seed today of $50. Everybody. Of course, you can give your $40. You can give your $40. You can do that for your vision. But everybody that would give a Jubilee seed of $50. It's a seed of release. I want you to put it in the comments. I'm giving my 50. I'm giving my release seed. I'm giving my release seed. I'm giving my release seed. Those of you, I need at least 20 of you. That was so $50 today. All this costs, y'all. So help us today, but mainly so that God can bless your seed today. And then, of course, if we're blessing to you, Pastor Dana, Dana D. Berry, Cash App, Dana D. Berry, and $ Greg MD. Of course, $ CCOD1. You can go to Givelify, and you can give to Celebration Church of Detroit. So, Father, we thank you now for the gift and the giver. Let no one go lacking for what they're about to give. Bless them in the city, in the field, and when they come, and when they go. Our seed is blessed. My body is blessed. Play it again, Craig. We're going to go off with it. I know y'all tired of it. That's all right. The agent would say, ooh, granddad just sung that over and over and over again. He just wears a song.
My body is blessed.
Oh, yeah.
My money is blessed.
Oh, oh.
My body is blessed.
Come on, give. Give.
Keeps happening for me.
I won't apologize. Thank y'all for all you did during the time of us feeding. We went from Easter until yesterday. Thank you so much for all your love. Don't forget to listen to our broadcast. We don't say much about it, but we got a radio broadcast Thursdays for 15 minutes, 12:45, just to kind of get our information out on 1340 a.m. every week, 12:45 on Thursdays. And so make sure you join Pastor D on this coming Thursday night, 6:30 for the Word of God. What you talking about?
I'm talking about your mind, your mouth, and your heart. How they all need to be in sync.
Back together again. Hey, y'all tune in. Get that mind and everything together, all right? Our series for the month of September is House Calls. When God shows up to your house. So y'all make sure y'all tune in, all right? I love you. Ain't nothing you can do about it. That's it? All right, let's go. My seed is blessed.
My money is blessed.
Yeah.
My body is blessed.
He
keeps happening for me.
The Lord bless you.
My body is blessed.
The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you, BB. The Lord be a fence all around you. Protect you from all hurt, harm, and danger. May the Lord protect your family.
Likewise.
Protect our black boys, our children.
Likewise.
May God protect our cities.
Likewise.
And Father, we thank you now in Jesus' name. And the last thing is, go out and vote.
Amen. Amen.
All right? I'm going to start saying that every week now.
Amen.
November 3rd. Amen. Mail it in, walk it in. I'm like Michelle. Get your mask and get your breakfast and lunch and dinner. But vote, all right?
Yeah.
And I know I ain't supposed to tell y'all who to vote for, but I used to pastor in Delaware. That'll help you out a little bit. God bless you.